Chapter 45. Three days they camped on the river's edge at the foot of Batman Pit, the full hospitality of Duskskin and his bats at their disposal. Wounds were dressed and weary limbs rested. They were brought fresh fruit, white mushrooms that had never seen the light of day, cave shrimp, and many other strange delicacies from the depths of the curious realm within the mountains. Sunflash kept making Bryony and Toggart repeat anything they knew of his mother, Bella of Broxtree, the great silver badger. He marvelled that she was still living and kept repeating her name over and over.
Bella. Bella, I must see her. I will go to Redwall with you.
For the first time in 3 days, the Mouse Maid smiled.
What with my injured back, your cracked skull, and Toggart's wounded shoulder, we should just about make up one whole creature to go walking through Redwall's gates.
Sunflash gave orders to his long patrol.
Sabretash, you and Colonel Sangol will command all at Salamandastron until my return. On your way back, search and find my hawk Scarlath. Take him to the mountain and bury him high on a sunny slope overlooking the sea. Rockleg and Fleetrun, you will accompany me and our friends to Redwall Abbey.
Lord Duskskin called them from the edge of the cave entrance.
You will leave tonight. Tonight, my scouts will go with you and guide you. Guide you. I have sent out requests to my friends. Friends, the pulse by craft awaits you 2 days hence. 2 days hence. Go in peace. In peace.
A full moon hung like a burnished shield in skies of deep velvet blue, watching the friends making their goodbyes. Toggart had become very fond of the bats and promised he would return to visit them some day.
Oh, you watch out for Toggart, good flying mouses. Bray.
As the five marched off on a secret route that would take them around the waterfall, hundreds of bats wheeled around them in the night, whispering,
Safe seasons. Goodbye, friends. Goodbye, friends.
Skirting the high rocks at dawn, Bryony looked back at the white mist with its rainbow. Sunflash helped her over a small gurgling brook, saying,
Thinking of anything special, Missy?
Bending, the Mouse Maid let the brook water run through her paws.
Oh, yes, sir. I'll never forget the waterfall as long as I live. It was so beautiful, but so dangerous. I'll hear those waters in my dreams for many a long season.